Now, a radio show dedicated to the genius of the Declaration of Divine Right, constitutionally preserved by our forefathers. The right to protect yourself and your loved ones from force, aggression, crime, and the tyranny of an overbearing, power-hungry government class. The right to bear arms, guaranteed in the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. The greatest and most enduring blueprint for governance ever devised by man. This amendment enshrines the proposition that the right to keep and bear arms devolves upon us from God and not government. Now, the Second Amendment Radio Show with your hosts, Bill Robinson and Ralph Esposito.
Well, hello and welcome again to another Second Amendment Show episode here on the WYSL stations. Ralph is not with us today. However, we have the intrepid Bill Robinson in the studio.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have you, the all-important audience, and we thank you so much for being with us. The show brought to you in part by The Nutcracker, Second Amendment advocates, and a great place to have a delicious meal at 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster. Start out the day when the hungry's hit with steak and eggs, a frittata, maybe your griddle favorites, pancakes or Belgian waffle or whatever, breakfast handhelds as well. Then for lunch, sandwiches galore. They've got the platters, they got the sandwich board, memorable melts, they got clubs, they got adult beverages as well. And in the back, they have got a meeting room for your fraternal organization, church group, family gathering, your business meeting or whatever. Just call to make arrangements on that. And that is at the Nutcracker at 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster. Don't forget, for dinner, steaks, seafood, home-style favorites. It'll, warm your insides, and great soups and salads as well. We love them because they believe in the Constitution, they support it, and your Second Amendment rights. The Nutcracker, 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster, proud sponsors of the Second Amendment Show. Bill, what's going on today?
Well, our first guest today is going to be John Sebastian with Northside Salvage Yard. He's going to give us an update on what's going on, what's available. We're always looking to save money out there, and recycle, and especially with the vehicles breaking down, and of course summertime's coming here, so we just want to have him on and just give us an update what's
plus
happening
for the expensive parts that you get for vehicles these days.
Yeah.
I mean, anything from batteries to tires to, you know, God help you if you lose a printed circuit board or a IC or something. John, yeah. Welcome to the program from Northside Salvage.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, John, good. So far, so good. Better than last week. So we do have you on this week. So we appreciate you joining us and appreciate the support over the years you've given us, Second Amendment community here, and giving us a hand with our lawsuits, too. We appreciate that. We've got a lot of things going on. But anyway, we wanted to give our listeners an update on what in the world you do for a business there, what products you're selling, and why stop down at Northside Salvage Yard if you own a vehicle. So what's going on at this time of the year? It's spring here. Hopefully we have a spring. It started. But go ahead.
Well, I hope so, because winter wasn't that rough, so
no.
People brought their cars in and we recycled them. So we're a full recycle yard. What we do is we buy your automobile, whether it's scrap, whether it's been in an accident, whether it's just old and you want to get rid of it. So we buy your car, we come to your home, tow it away, pay you on the spot, right at your address.
Mm-hmm.
Now we bring it back to our facility, and we deem whether it should be recycled or parts removed off of it. So we take the nice cars, the cars that are in demand for parts. Now we break it down from batteries, radiators, engines, transmissions, fenders, doors, windows, glass. So any part of an automobile that we can sell you for probably a third of the cost of new.
Yeah.
We give you a guarantee, 90-day guarantee on all parts, so that you don't have any problems. If there's a problem with it, we'll replace it or refund the money to you.
Yeah, excellent.
So John Sebastian from Northside Salvage. So you got a pretty good stock of those used tires, John?
Yeah, our tires, yes. People don't know if a transmission's going to go or engine's going to go. So a lot of people run brand-new tires with the weather around here. They can't take a chance with the bald tires. So majority of our tires are 75% to 80% high rubber. We've got a great selection anywhere, any from trucks to cars, we have them.
Well, that's important because tires, I don't know if you've priced them lately, they are crazy expensive. And there's nothing wrong with a used tire. A lot of people think, well, why do I want a used tire? Gee, are they safe and all this other stuff? John can assure you that that's the case.
Yes, we can. We inspect them, make sure there's no cuts, rips, dry rots.
So, yeah, and also, go ahead.
We've never had any problems with tires.
Yeah. Right, and absolutely guaranteed. And the important thing to remember is with these new four-wheel drive systems, lots of times somebody will have a flat, and because they have, 10, 12,000 miles on the tire, they've got to replace all the tires. So those used tires, rather than being thrown out, get recycled, and people get good use out of them, Bill.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Well, John, at this time of the year, what's your primary business? What are you selling a lot of in the springtime? I know this was, like you said earlier, it was a really light winter. We really didn't have a harsh winter this year. So what goes on at this time of the year?
A lot of guys try to get their cars in shape for the summer. Some scratches, dents, door mirrors, tail lights that cracked over the wintertime that they never replace. So a lot of the parts outside the cars that in the wintertime, whatever they didn't take care of, just a cracked headlight. Even the headlights that are fogged up now, a lot of these headlights, you realize, even though you have your headlights on, they're really fogged up. And we got to make sure we clean them and they're clear. So a lot of times at night, you don't believe that your headlights are on. It's just that your lenses on the front of your car have been fogged up.
Yeah, that is an issue. You see that all the time now. You know, so.
And another great thing, too, is if you have a deer hit or maybe you've had a little spin-out problem and you struck a reflector pole or whatever in the median strip, you may need a body panel because a lot of the collision shops, they don't want to mess around with straightening out body panels, hammering them, getting them to, it's very labor intensive for them to straighten those panels. And if you can get a replacement, and sometimes, John, you luck out and you get one that's the right color.
Right. We can probably, if we can't have it, if we don't have it in stock, we probably can locate you the color. That's been very popular right now. The people, and the cost of painting a fender, the price has gone up. So if we don't have it, we're working with 20 or 30 other yards that we can locate you one and have it within a day or two.
Yeah.
Same color.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Now, John, you got three primary locations. Give our listeners the locations where they can stop in and get parts if they need them or something to do with automobiles or trucks. Go ahead.
Our one location, the main yard, is at 860 Linden Avenue. Right in East Rochester, Penfield area, right on Linden Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's our main yard. Now we have a yard in Geneva on Route 14. It's called Number One Auto.
Yep.
And we have a U-Pullet in Clifton Springs. It's called J&J. It's on County Road Number 7. It's right across from the Manchester Town Hall.
Okay. U-Pullet, huh? All right.
Yeah, bring your tools and head out there and get what you need.
All right. Very good, very good. Well, over the years, we appreciate all your support. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. Our Second Amendment show does. We got these lawsuits going every other day. There seems to be more laws to take away our guns, and we appreciate your team, your broad team in three different locations that are backing our Second Amendment rights, backing this radio station for years, and we really appreciate the support. And we couldn't have done it without you, especially on these lawsuits. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. It seems every other day we got to start another lawsuit. Isn't this crazy? I mean, it's crazy what's going on here. But they're after us, John, and we appreciate your help. So that's why we have you on. And then our listeners, hey, if you need auto parts, and almost everyone will, if you don't write today, you will be.
If you drive a vehicle.
You can count on it, right? So thanks a lot for joining us. Now, John, your primary number for Northside Salvage Yard, what's the best number?
585-381-9667.
381-9667, area code 585. for Northside Salvage Yards. Thank you very much, John, for joining us.
Thanks, John. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. John's great American and great believer in the Second Amendment and the Constitution. And we need these guys. Need to support them.
Well, he's got a lot of gun guys that work for him. You can't believe how...
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all over. I mean, you know, three different major areas of the state of New York, he's got... They're all gun guys, hunters, sportsmen, and shooters, you know, and that type of thing, pistol permit holders, and they're all concerned with what in the world's going on here.
I'll tell you my own case history here, my own experience with John. I used to have a 2004 Chrysler Crossfire, a little sports car.
Yeah.
And the little shifter thing in the center console for the automatic transmission went kaflooey. So sometimes you could start it and sometimes you couldn't.
Yeah.
So I tried Chrysler. Ha! Forget it. You know, the part, which is about the size of your hand, was $2,450 if you could get one. And of course, you couldn't.
Yeah.
John found me one for $350 that looked nice. It was, you know, this need a little degreasing, but other than that, it has a good part and no problem, no muss, no fuss. Took him a day.
There you go. Yeah, no, he's got the connections, the whole network there. It's a major network he's got. I mean, it's a multi-million dollar operation he's got going.
Yeah, they got this online network, like you said, and they can just do this search that you can't do.
Yeah.
Because I also tried all kinds of internet searches. Forget it. No. I got nothing.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time researching for nothing is exactly it. Well, anyway, let's go to a break here now. We should be back up with Mike Hammond this week from Gun Owners of America. He's a legal consultant and a great representative for Gun Owners of America. So we should have him as our next guest. And then later on in the day... in our show here, Dan Wass with Gun Owners of America 2, representative. So it should be an interesting show today.
Two great guests coming up for you on Second Amendment Radio on the WISL stations. Tell a friend about the program, and thanks very much for listening to Second Amendment Radio.
Rock on, Harley-Davidson, and Rock on Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock on Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock on has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock on Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WISL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Safeguarding your freedoms and your future. The WYSL stations.
Hey, Mr. Private Citizen, do you think that not voting protects your privacy? The government is already listening to your phone calls, monitoring your purchases, reading your emails, tracking your movements. Elections have consequences. If you don't vote, you give up your constitutional rights, including your Second Amendment rights. Not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
Proudly sponsoring the Second Amendment Show on WYSL, Turnbull Manufacturing Company, not only performing faithful, accurate restoration of vintage firearms, now Turnbull is a federally licensed manufacturer of new firearms, including our own line of Colt-style single-action revolvers and Winchester-style rifles. Our expert gunsmiths hand-fit our firearms using period-correct finishes. New or restored, a firearm from Turnbull is one you'll be proud to own, display, and use. Visit our beautiful showroom on 5 and 20 in Bloomfield. Open weekdays 8 to 4:30. Check TurnbullMFG.com.
Unexpected noise rumbles downstairs in the middle of the night. Your heart races as you tiptoe in the dark and see a flashlight beam scanning the walls of your home. That's when you're glad your gun has a LaserMax sight. Everything changes when a pulsating green or red dot paints the chest of an intruder. And a featherweight, dependable LaserMax laser sight on your gun greatly assists in target acquisition and accurate firing in stressful situations. LaserMax, the green or red lights that both mean stop. New shooters learn sight picture and trigger control much faster with a LaserMax sight. Available for all popular guns for guide rod, accessory rail, side plate, or frame mounting. Made locally, LaserMax, the choice of law enforcement professionals. LaserMax. When a second shot isn't an option, visit LaserMax.com. Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
This is Second Amendment Radio, locked and loaded on WYSL.
AM 1040, FM 92.1, and FM 95.5 West.
Hey, welcome back in here to the Second Amendment Show on the WYSL stations. AM 1040, now 27,000 big, powerful watts all over. Upstate, downstate, New York, the Finger Lakes, the Rochester Metro, all the way out to Buffalo and over to Syracuse. And so glad to have you along. Plus FM 92.1, FM 95.5 West. And up next, we have, well, we're second time could be the charm here. Mike Hammond from GOA. And he's hearing me this week. Yay!
Well, congratulations on, notwithstanding Governor Hochul, acquiring electricity.
We had to go out and buy some this morning, but we've got enough, I think, to get through this segment. So,
okay.
Well, anyway, Mike, thanks for joining us. Well, since we talked the last time, a few weeks ago when you were on with us, I mean, so much has happened here, especially in the state of New York. It doesn't stop. This governor is gone. She's out of control. We have an out-of-control governor, basically, who thinks she's the queen and is getting everything she wants pretty much every single time, and we can't stop her at this point with the Republicans being the minority and the Democrats totally running the state of New York into the ground in every way, shape, and manner, from crime to natural gas to our gun rights. And of course, the latest thing, these red flag laws, she's bragging about how many of these red flag laws have been prosecuted. And
they were really successful in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They certainly stopped that. Stop that mass shooter from killing everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went through all the necessary screening. It was a lawful possessor of that firearm, despite all kinds of warning signals received by his family and by people who knew him down in the Binghamton area. And Well, I guess.
Sometimes, virtually all the time, as. Criminal analyst John Lott has indicated,
yes.
Red flag laws are placebo. I mean, they lull people into a false sense of confidence, but ultimately they do very, very little, or if nothing, to identify those people who are likely to be dangerous. So it's Lott found... I mean, he did an analysis of what red flag laws do. He found that they don't reduce homicide. They don't reduce crime. They don't have any effect on crime, with the exception of rape, which in red flag states, for some reason or another, seems to go up.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems to suggest that that women who would like to protect themselves against abusers using firearms are blocked by red flag laws from actually using those firearms and thereby ameliorating the crime against them.
Wow.
Well, and it's interesting, Mike, because we have a historic precedent for that. What happened with African Americans in this country with the onslaught of the Jim Crow laws post-Reconstruction?
Well, yeah, Jim Crow laws were specifically crafted for the purpose of keeping blacks from... I hesitate to use these words, becoming uppity and going against whites in Reconstruction. And most of history, we have seen that gun control is intended to protect
the despots and the abusers as opposed to protecting the genuine victims against of crime. So,
and when you consider the language of the Second Amendment, it's obvious that any involvement of government in the possession of private firearms is to be greeted with extreme suspicion and resistance.
Yeah, it's much broader than any other amendment I can think of. I mean, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law, and basically leaves it that. The Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed by anyone under any circumstances, shall not be infringed, and it is absolute, and it is total in terms of its application. So,
well, you know, the interesting thing I find, especially with our governor and the Democrat Party in the state of New York, you'll notice that they have no problem pulling these guns away from people just like that without due process. But they also, when they make these laws and enforce these laws, they don't have a punishment for the misuse of this. You know, no. In other words, you put somebody in jail for giving false information to the cops and having somebody's guns pulled. Give them 1 year in jail, 2 years in jail for it, something like that, mandatory. Plus, like $100,000, $100,000 fine or something. They, you notice, they never put punishment in there for the misuse of their power.
To my knowledge, no red flag law, which is in existence, and then I think 19 of them, basically would go after the person who misuses the red flag law for the purpose of unconstitutionally removing a firearm from the home of a law-abiding citizen.
You got it. Now, this is close to this. Another area of contention here is these gun-free zones again. We have to, it's got, you know, we call it Pete and repeat on the show because people don't understand how dangerous these gun-free zones are. It's virtually every kind of mass murder has been in a gun-free zone.
Right? I need a sign up there. It says, come kill us.
Yeah, come open season, you know, your sitting ducks, just come in and kill us. Yeah, so.
Well, I think we saw the same thing in Washington after Heller.
Yes.
Basically, mayor or the city council or whatever responded to the Supreme Court's edict by saying, we'll give you something to cry about, and then created laws which were much more restrictive, much more anti-gun than the laws which the Supreme Court overturned. And so it's sort of a pattern, and there was a time when the Supreme Court was sort of the champion of abortion, in which the liberal wing of the Democratic Party was running around saying, oh yeah, they're heroes and everything. Now that the Supreme Court is blocking the left from doing what it wants to do in terms of interfering with constitutional rights. Wow, they're no longer heroes. As a matter of fact, the Democrats in Congress are talking about packing the courts as soon as they get control of the Senate, the House, and the White House. And pray God that will never happen. The upcoming elections are probably, and this this is cited frequently, but the upcoming elections are probably the most important in our history because they will determine whether our country goes the direction of Russia and Navalny and incarcerating political opposition and basically stripping people of rights, or whether it will go the direction which our founders intended, and that is to uphold constitutional rights, to uphold God-given rights, which were not given to us by government, but given to us by God.
I was at a convention this past weekend down in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was hosted by our morning guy and his partner in the War Room Media, Quinn and Rose. And the point of the of his address to the crowd was, nobody is coming to save us. Now, it may very well be that President Trump will return to the White House, and we might get, if we get all of our wishes, we get a Republican Congress, maybe even the Senate as well. But that's going to be a temporary condition, ladies and gentlemen. This has to devolve upon us to chart our future. We have to get involved. We have to commit to safeguarding our freedoms, and that starts with voting, registration, voting, not sitting on the sidelines, and also working at the local level with everything from school boards to town boards, village boards, zoning boards, and making sure that the liberals do not have their hands on the levers and wheels of power. We've got to take our country back. Mike?
There are very, very few advantages to being very, very old, but one of them is that you have seen this battle come around again and again and again. And for 50 years now, I have watched as there hasn't been a resolution in our favor definitively, but sometimes we have been up, sometimes we have been down. But I can tell you, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Yes.
And if you think you can sit on your hands for a spell or for 2 years or for 4 years and that you will retain your constitutional rights, I think you have another thought coming to you, because the eternal fight, eternal confrontation with evil is the cost of liberty. I mean, we saw in 1938, shortly after Kristallnacht, that one of the first things the Nazis did was to strip Germans. They didn't have a Second Amendment, but to strip Germans of their gun rights, to take away their guns. This is the pattern of human history, that if you want your rights, if you want a small government, if you want government not to infringe on your rights, then you're going to have to fight.
Yes, yeah, and that means you have to get involved. And if you look at American history, you've got to take the time to look at where we have been and how we've gotten where we are today. And there are legions of examples of how people in the history of this country, to guarantee the way that we live today, put it all on the line from the first, you know, signatures on the Declaration of Independence. I mean, I don't want to go back to the old days of powdered wigs and parchment here, but that was the courage that these gentlemen showed. And then, you know, in the many armed conflicts down through the 250 years of this country, how many gave the ultimate sacrifice to guarantee our freedoms? You have to imbue that spirit in yourself. You have to become a warrior for liberty. And that starts at the ballot box, but it also starts with your local government. And go ahead, Bill, you're waving at me. You want to talk?
While we're on the subject, I'm glad you brought that up, Doc, because the deal is this here with the Democrat Party. They've decided that they're targeting us legitimate, law-abiding gun owners. They made that their goal. They want to take out the gun shops throughout the state of New York, totally devastate them, shut them right down, throw them out of business when they're the first line of defense in a community, protecting the community, to screen out potential nutcases that want guns. They say, no, they won't sell it to them. So what does the Democrat Party do? They target the gun shops, the gun clubs, the gun owners, the pistol permit holders that are not on any criminal radar screens. That's what Democrats do. And at the same time, they weaken all of our criminal laws in the state of New York and just release these criminals one after another, they're releasing. I mean, how many times are we going to put up with this nonsense? From what's going on in New York City, the subway there, to you name it. It's unbelievable what these Democrats are doing, and yet we have Republicans and some gun owners that will sit back and not do a thing and just let this stuff happen. They won't even vote. Well, to shut these bastard Democrats down. And make no mistake about it, they're bastards. They're illegitimate, political figures that are in office right now.
Well, they're totalitarians.
Criminals. They're criminal element. I mean, we got the governor, Mike, of the state of New York, as virtually protecting criminals day and night, along with the Letitia James's fraud we got for an attorney general, and we got the head of the state police.
We have the president of the United States doing the same.
Exactly. All across the board.
We have the president of the United States virtually inviting 10 million Democratic voters because he thinks they will turn this country into a permanent blue state.
You got it.
To come across the border in order to strengthen his own political hand. They have the Justice Department working with the local prosecutor in order to try to convict Trump of engaging in bribery, in effect.
And falsifying business records, basically.
In order to, quote, conceal a felony, close quote. That law has never been used this way in the history of New York, and it is being used that way only because the guy whose name is on the top of the suit is named Donald Trump.
Yep.
It's like the Soviet Union, in which Putin feared that Navalny was going to pose a serious challenge to him, and so he prosecuted him, sent him to prison where he died. Our country is becoming very much a third world country, and if we don't act very quickly, it's going to get there.
Yeah, this is real dangerous times we're in. And now, I say all this to say this again. We're right back to Gun Owners of America. We have to hire folks, Gun Owners of America, to do our fighting for us in court, to save the gun shops, the gun clubs, the pistol permit holders, legitimate gun owners are under attack right now by the governor of the state of New York and Letitia James's fraud attorney general we got in the state of New York, and a lot of help with the state police. But so far, they haven't, shall we say, put the iron fist on yet and started, shall we say, harassing and prosecuting legitimate gun owners. The state police has been kind of in the background so far. So far, they're not harassing the gun shops direct. So far. So this is dangerous stuff. So now, Gun Owners of America, we have to talk about this on our show and raise money. I just mentioned this earlier in passing. One of our other sponsors here with the show has been helping us with these lawsuits. So GOA is in the middle of major gunfights. So nationwide, all kinds of gunfights, shootouts, you know, verbal gunfights right now. And the bottom line is we need Gun Owners of America right here in New York State. Eric Pratt, your team, your team there, Mike, has been helping us with Steve Stamboli here. And, in fact, we got a meeting about that tonight, this afternoon, about some other lawsuits. Now we're going to have to start a couple more, it looks like, now.
Well, incidentally, this past week, Joe Biden has implemented executive actions which, if upheld, would essentially turn every gun sale into potentially a event which would require gun registration and which would require the guns to be listed and the names of the gun owners to be put on a national list of quote dangerous people, close quote.
Yeah, isn't that
and
something?
Who knows what the ramifications of that would be.
Yeah, well, you got it. I mean, it's bizarre what's going on here. The Democrat Party has outright declared war on legitimate gun owners, on freedom seekers, on constitutionalists, Bill of Rights people, freedom-loving people. They declared war on. They've been working day and night, 50 ways to protect their Democrat criminals, especially their Democrat gun crimes. Oh, they're really protecting those gun crimes, the Democrat gun crimes. That's okay.
Right.
Wink, wink for them, thumbs up. Oh, that's no problem. But us guys.
They have no problem ticketing four-year-olds who basically are going to the bathroom because they can't hold it. they have no problem going after kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
yet they allow criminals to go loose on the streets.
Yeah, total corruption. The Democrat Party now is gone. It's unbelievable we can actually say this. They're no longer whack job nutcases, which they have been all their lives. These Democrats are weirdos. But
yeah,
now they're a threat. They're a threat to the United States of America. You know?
Wow. Yeah, there used to be a time in which there were sort of pro-gun Democrats. There are people like John Dingell. He was, he wasn't my hero, but he was somewhat pro-gun. And that's a lot more than you can say now. If you have a D after your name, then I think it can be assumed that you despise guns and want to do away with the Second Amendment.
Well, across the boards, it's across the whole Constitution and our Bill of Rights. They're anti all of us. They're actually dangerous now. They are a national security risk, these Democrats, especially the ones in the White House. Anyway, we got to wrap it up with you today. Thank you very much for joining us, Mike, again.
So glad that the connection worked this weekend.
It does work. Our phones work, and now, Mike, best way to join Gun Owners of America? What's the website? What do we do?
Log on to the web at gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do.
Take care.
Mike. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Mike Hammond with Gun Owners of America. Okay, our next guest should be Dan Watts. He should be joining us here shortly. Dan.
As soon as we dial the phone here, it is thankfully working this week.
Yeah, that's wonderful. They have a phone system that works. So, we'll be back with him and a couple other things we're going to cover.
The phone didn't work last week. It was Ralph's fault, ladies and gentlemen. He's not here to defend himself.
Ralph.
So,
yeah, we got to blame somebody.
Ralph broke the phones last week. And we'll be back on Second Amendment Radio.
Rock on, Harley-Davidson, and Rock on Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock on Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock on has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock on Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WYSL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Bill Frady here. Whenever my ideological bloodlust begins to wane, I listen to Bob Savage on WYSL.
Hey, Mr. Gun Collector. How do you like buying a new rifle now? This is what happens when you don't show up and you don't vote. Elections have consequences. Vote your gun rights and save the Second Amendment. Remember, not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
WYSL.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
You're listening to the Second Amendment Radio Show on WYSL.
And Second Amendment Radio brought to you in part by Rosie's Italian Cafe, 2133 5 Mile Line Road in Penfield. You want to give them a call to reserve your table because Rosie's is very popular these days. 385-5600. Again, here is your host for the most, Bill Robinson.
Okay, yes. Our next guest is Dan Watts. Pro-gun, Second Amendment guy all the way here, representative for Gun Owners of America. And Dan, you with us?
Hey,
What's going on, Bill? How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Well, Dan, you first of all, let's cover your books briefly here. You wrote a number of books here, so give us one, two, three, the three main ones, and tell us briefly what they're about, because there's a lot of critical information for our listeners there. It's ammunition. Sure. Ammunition to fight these liberal, communist, socialist, Marxist, Democrats that every other day they got a new scam to take our guns away. Well, you got ammo there to defeat these Democrats. So go ahead.
Exactly. That's why I wrote the book series. It's called Good Gun, Bad Guy. You can find it at goodgunbadguy.com. It's a three-book series. The first book is called Behind the Lies of the Anti-Gun Radical. It talks about the mindset of the anti-gunners and what's happening to them, how they get brainwashed so quickly and so easily. Second book, Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, is called Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative. It gets into the media's involvement in creating that anti-gun landscape and all the propaganda and all the terminology they use. You know, we talk about those things like the term gun violence and ghost gun and assault weapon, all that stuff, and the impact that it has on the human brain and how it convinces people to support gun control. So that's Good Gun, Bad Guy 2. Good Gun, Bad Guy 3 talks about the politics behind the gun grab. Why are they trying so desperately to get our guns? Well, of course, there's a mission behind it all. And my book series exposes all of it. So it's a good tool, goodgunbadguy.com. And it's a good three-book series to really get you in tune with what they're doing and how we can defeat them.
Yeah, dead on. And we need this ammunition because we're weak in a lot of areas in a professional manner, taking them on face to face, so to speak. But then again, lies, deception, everything goes on their side. It doesn't matter. You just make a statement and it's the truth. You know, I mean, they can come up with all these facts and figures which are false, and they use it as truth and as facts. And so it's dangerous that way. But you've got the solid stuff in writing on how to defeat these arguments, these false arguments. So we appreciate that. Now, Diane, this is your time today. We're almost, you know, we don't have a lot of time with you. We got about, 12, 14 minutes. So what subjects, a couple subjects do you want to cover today that our listeners need to hear today?
Well, if people can go to my Ammo Land page to see what I'm writing about, just go to ammoland.com and search my name, Dan Wass, D-A-N-W-O-S, and you can see all my articles. But right now, I just published an article that I wrote called ATF Executes Deadly No-Knock on a Gun Show Loophole. And this guy named Brian Malinowski, 53 years old, in Arkansas, he was selling guns at gun shows without doing background checks. And they ended up going to his house in a early pre-dawn raid. 10 ATF vehicles entered the neighborhood before anybody was awake, and as they approached his house, they put tape on his Ring doorbell, you know, the camera on his doorbell, so his camera wouldn't collect any information. And then they proceeded to enter his house, broke in with a no-knock, and he came out with a gun and saw that there were people raiding his house. He didn't know who they were, and he started shooting. So he shot them. He shot at their legs, I'm assuming it was his way of kind of disarming them and you know, disabling them. They shot him in the head and killed him. And this was all because they claimed that he was buying guns and selling them at gun shows without going through their background check system. Now, we can say, okay, is it illegal? Well, maybe it was illegal to do that, and maybe it wasn't, because there is, you know, you can do that through gun shows. We should be able to do that anyway. We as private citizens of this country should be able to sell a gun to whoever the heck we want. The whole background check system is a flawed system, in my opinion. We can talk about that too. But the idea that they pushed this thing so far and killed this guy while his wife was there is just it's something that we all need to be aware of, and we need to do something about it.
Well, the facts of this case need to get out for the general public to draw their own conclusions. This you know, there's a broad range of things that could have happened in this situation. But you distill it all down, you come to the same point, and that is the offense, I'm using finger quotes here, does not deserve a death sentence in any case. And the aggravation of the circumstances with the militaristic response by law enforcement is of course, by design. That's supposed to ratchet up the tension in the confrontation to contrive a situation that leads to a tragic conclusion, which they then blame on the gun owners instead of on government.
Yeah.
Even at the point where Mr. Is it Malinowski? I'm sorry, what was his name? Was it
Brian Malinowski?
Yeah, Mr. Malinowski even tried to mitigate the use of force by aiming low, not shooting to kill, not going for center of mass, which, as gun owners, we all know, is not typically how you stop somebody, right? But he died for this.
Well, we have a situation here. I thought that the BATF years ago was neutered, I'll use that term, not allowed to go in there on no knocks, not allowed to go in there as the lead law enforcement and attack people in their private homes. I thought that they were removed from that. They couldn't do that. I thought Congress passed that years ago. What's going on here? How did they get this power back? How did this happen?
Not only that, but they knew this guy would be shooting back. They knew he was a gun owner. They knew he would be armed, and they did it anyway. And it makes me think that by knowing that, they were looking for an excuse to take him down and take him out.
Yeah, to kill him outright.
Yeah,
let's not pussyfoot around with words.
Yeah,
they went in there. It was basically an assassination. And we want the problem is with the BATF is known for this type of thing. They've got a track record of these atrocities nationwide, all over the place. This kind of thing has happened over the years.
As are the federal intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from the Whitmer, finger quotes, kidnapping to January 6th. This is the new mode of operation of a totalitarian government that's being visited upon United States citizenry undeservedly, and this is the direction that we're going in. And as we said earlier on the program here, folks, you got to get involved. You got to start getting involved because whether or not Trump gets elected, whether or not Republicans take over Congress and the Senate, nobody is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves.
Yeah, and another thing that last statement you just made brings me to think about gun-free zones and stuff too, because not only are we responsible to protect ourselves and not count on the cops anymore, we are given gun-free zones everywhere we go now. So they even make it more difficult, especially here in New York State, to make it almost impossible to defend yourself. And it brings me back to the Moscow concert, the Crocus Concert Hall killing, where these guys came in. They were armed with Kalashnikovs, and they had all sorts of ammunition and backpacks and Molotov cocktails and everything, while every single person who was attending that concert was disarmed. And you can see the video. I actually wrote an article about this in Amelin where I show the video of these guys coming into the lobby area of that concert and killing people. And they were sitting ducks. They had no way to prevent, to protect themselves. So I bring that up because we have groups in this country, Moms Demand Action, Every Town, March for Our Lives, Giffords Group, who promote these deadly gun-free zones and push for more of them, while disarming, good people. And they see what happens. They see how deadly gun-free zones are, and they push for more of it. So I ask the question, where is the morality here? Where are their ethics? What are they really trying to accomplish?
Yeah, well, that's it. We've got a situation here where the city of Rochester is one example. We had last year, was it 80-something murders, 81 murders last
82,
year?
82, I think.
Whatever it is. And then this year we've got, 36 now, 38?
Yeah, we're off the pace from last year, thankfully, but we still got the summer to get through.
But the Democrat Party, their Democrat gun crime, see, Dan, we've got to start labeling these things for what they really are. These are Democrat gun crimes. Democrat gun crimes. The misuse of guns. Democrats are allowed to do that because it's their own constituency. You don't hear a word from the governor of the state of New York targeting the inner city criminals, the drug dealers, the thugs, the curbside commanders there in the cities harassing people and shooting and killing each other nightly. And mainly black-on-black crime. Let's face it, it's black-on-black crime. And they you can't say that because it's racist for me to say, oh, you can't say black. Well, it is. It's black Democrat gun crimes, period. That's what's going on throughout the state of New York. Let's label it what for what it is. But the Democrat Party will not deal with it. Democrats like Letitia James will not touch it. But boy, day and night, Mike. Day and night, they are after our pistol permits. They're after these gun shops, these poor gun shop owners. They're after the gun clubs. They're background checks on a box of 22 ammo. Well, that's going to stop crime. You know, this is the nonsense these Democrats come up with. It's pure harassment against us. That's all it is. And they will leave their own gun crimes, Democrat gun crimes alone, criminals alone, Democrat criminals alone. Oh, no, they're off limits. You can't touch them.
Repeat felons.
Yeah, especially repeats. I'm glad you brought that up. Repeats and repeats and repeats all the time here. It's going on. So it's a bizarre situation when we've never been in a situation where we have a governor and a Letitia James, this fraud we got for an attorney general, wink-winking and thumbs up on crime. We've never had this happen.
Well, she's a Soros AG.
Yeah, exactly. Soros. Again, it goes back to him, his connection.
Just like we have in New York, in St. Louis, in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but she's going to put Trump in jail, Dan. I mean, we got to get that Trump. We got to get rid of this Trump guy. We can't have him as the president. No, you know. So
it's so shameful. These people are such scoundrels.
They are.
And you brought up one thing. We could go in the direction. I don't know how much time we have, but we can go in the direction of the New York gun range, new gun range bill.
Yes.
We could go in the direction of Kathy Hochul in her subway antics. I don't know what you want to talk about here, but.
Well, we have about 3.5-4 minutes left. So you know what? I'm glad you brought the gun. Suddenly they decided, the Democrat Party now has decided that they can't have these gun ranges on their own, the gun clubs on their own now. They need to monitor the gun clubs now, even though they are not in any way, shape, or form part of the crime in the state of New York. Zero. They have zero to do with any crime in the state of New York are gun clubs. And now we've got to monitor them and tell them how they're going to run their gun clubs and their shooting ranges. Lead poisoning. This is really a serious thing. Yeah, let's touch on that for a couple minutes. Go ahead. Your thoughts on lead poisoning.
Senate Bill S-8461 is called the Sporting Range Good Neighbor Act. They're using it under the guise that our lead ammunition is killing wildlife. And Bill, you and I talked about this. There's no evidence of any wildlife ever being dying or being injured from a lead bullet.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, so they're saying that now they want a minimum of 600 yards in a length for their skeet ranges, skeet track. And, so now, gun ranges who can't produce land out of thin air, you can't, if there's no land there to purchase, you can't do it. So they have another alternative for you, though. You can build a backstop that will prevent lead migration outside the designated skeet area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how high does that backstop need to be? I mean, you're shooting in the air when you're shooting skeet, right? So I'm wondering, is this just a way, and they purposely leave out any specifications of how high these backstops need to be. So I'm guessing that they just want you to be vulnerable to their whims, and then later on they come back and say, well, geez, you're shooting skeet. That backstop's only 12 feet high. That's not going to work. Well, how high do you want it? 200, 300 feet high.
Yeah, 10 stories.
You've just provided the definition of an unconstitutional law, which is one which is it's unenforceable for being vague.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. And they'll come back and they'll use that so Bill and I talked, and I guess probably the maximum the rounds are going to fall around 150 yards at most, right?
Yeah,
but.
The shot.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They'll come back. They'll come back and say, no. We found a gun that somebody was using for skeet that went over three. They'll come up with something. They'll argue ballistics with no facts. And then they'll say, "Well, you're out of business."
Yeah. I'm shocked to learn gambling is going on this cafe. That's the age old trick of totalitarians. Make it up as we go along.
Well, yeah, that's it. So I'm glad you brought that subject up because our listeners should know what's going on there. And then in closing here now with you, the other issue, main issue we got coming up now, looks like we're going to have to raise some money for some lawsuits is if you have not re-upped, recertified on the New York State Police website there, your pistol permit, you better watch it now. You better do that as soon as you can because apparently they're going to be targeting now. They have a mandate now and they've been so ordered. Is what we're told now to target legitimate pistol permit holders that have not recertified their pistol permits.
Yeah, just do a confiscation?
So you'll get a letter in the mail saying, turn your guns in. You got 3 days to turn them in. Because you basically, if you haven't recertified, they're saying now, this is how they're interpreting it. If you haven't recertified, you don't have a pistol permit. You're illegally in possession of handguns. You better do something about it. Turn them in quick. So this is the games they're playing now. So now we're setting up some more lawsuits, working on that project now.
Good.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, back to you again, folks. Dan, contact information on you again. The best way to read your material and to get your books, Dan, before we close here.
Well, right now you can go to gunowners.com, right. And you can find on their YouTube page, I do a Bullet Points with Dan Waugh series for Gun Owners of America. You can go to ammoland.com and search my name, Dan Waugh, D-A-N-W-O-S, for all my articles. And you can go to my website where you can get all my books and all my information, and that's at goodgunbadguy.com.
Good gun. Say it again.
Goodgunbadguy.com.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We're out of time. Thanks a lot, Dan, for joining us.
Appreciate thanks for everything you do, help. Dan. Yep, appreciate it.
All. Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Loose ends here. Hamburg, New York. Niagara Frontier Gun Show coming up on the fairgrounds at 5828 South Park, U.S. Route 62. So Niagara Frontier Fairgrounds. So check it out April 27th and 28th. Do your best to get there. Show your support to our gun shows. Yeah, Bruce and his son and his family work hard. The whole team there works hard to keep these gun shows going. So April 27th, 9 to 4. April 28th, 9 to 3 p.m. Hamburg. And then there's another one coming up in Sunday, June 16th. We'll talk about that next week. All right, other loose ends, Doc, before we close here. You got any comments before we close, Doc? What's going on with the station? Anything like that?
Just be a sponsor. We invite new clients, new advertisers on Second Amendment Radio and on any of our other fine shows. Give us a call at 346-3000, and we'll be happy to tell you all about it.
Yeah. And then one of our other sponsors is Ikin, I-K-K-I-N. I-K-K-I-N. They make great semi-automatic rifles. Chris does a great job there. Stop down at his shop and visit your local gun shops to keep them alive and well. I mean, we've got to do something here to maintain our gun shops until we get these cases in the United States Supreme Court actually be in there live in the United States Supreme Court. So we've got three cases right now in the United States Supreme Court we're waiting on. And I didn't get a chance to get into that, but we'll talk more about that next week.
See you next time on Second Amendment Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll